Let's talk a little bit about the next generation of trials looking at adjuvant therapy of patients with HER2-positive tumors. Can you summarize some of the things that have happened in terms of research reports in the last 6 months or a year you think that are most important for oncologists to be aware of? And I'm particularly interested in your take on the presentation of the BCRG-006 trial by Dennis Sleeman at the last San Antonio meeting. Can you talk about sort of what your takeaway was from that presentation?
I must say that I came back from San Antonio last year very enthusiastic because at that time Dennis Sleeman presented an analysis of treatment outcome according to co-amplification of TOPO2. And this looked really beautiful and so logical because at the end of the day, the tumors with co-amplification of the two genes seem to benefit significantly better from the anthracycline-based regimen, while this was not the case for the non-co-amplified tumors. And I was excited, and I thought maybe this needs now to be validated by an independent team in a prospective way. So now in San Antonio, it turns out that with a little more follow-up, this is no longer true. So I was disappointed to hear that. On the other hand, I wonder if the message that is coming out of this is not that the type of chemotherapy you give is perhaps not very important. So if trastuzumab does 80% of the work, chemotherapy, of course, is less crucial. And so I'm starting to wonder if you need to give anything else than a taxane with trastuzumab or vinorelbine plus trastuzumab, if we really need to go for these quite aggressive regimens with the addition of platinum or the anthracyclines. Now, I would still be very cautious because I would not jump to the conclusion that anthracyclines are dead in the adjuvant treatment of breast cancer. I am confident that one day we will find out biomarkers indicating which are the patients who benefit from these drugs.
Now, one specific finding in that study was the issue of the non-anthracycline arm, the TCH arm, as opposed to the anthracycline arm with trastuzumab, the ACTH, with the T being docetaxel in this situation. What did you come away from in terms of your impression of those two regimens?
Well, I think it was great that these investigators had this idea of putting a third arm in this trial, which is an original compared to all the other trials. So it's important for women because clearly now we have solid data on this regimen in HER2-positive breast cancer, meaning that we can certainly use it for selected women, women who have cardiac risk factors, for example, or also women where the risk of relapse is incredibly high and you do not want even to wait a few months before starting trastuzumab. Also, a big advantage of this regimen is that you do not run the risk that after 3 months of anthracycline-based therapy, there is a problem with the left ventricular ejection fraction and you have to tell the woman that she cannot access trastuzumab, which doesn't happen often, but is clearly something very, very bad, I think.